Welcome, everybody. Share number 1272. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Nurafu Shlem Yehudis Chava Basli Barnina. Getting back to our malacha of Ma'amer gathering. Okay, so we're just trying to go through various different examples. Like we said in the beginning, Ma'amer is not a majorly long malacha. It's actually fairly short, fairly simple. Nothing complex involved. And we're just trying to go through some, you know, practical applications, if you want to call it. So I just want to go through the Sefer Lamedtes Melachos, how he brings down some examples. First of all, we spoke about from the Sefer Ayel Meshulish, who actually quoted the Sefer Zachar V'Shamar, and just a chadzer it over, important thing, which could come up sometimes. He brings down on page 306 that any usual manner of sweeping, kicking, or rolling fruits, twigs and similar items together to form a pile would be ma'amer. So we want to keep in mind any way that it's done. In other words, you say, "Well, I'm only kicking it." We spoke about this last time. I'm rolling it. Let's say a case in time whereby the fruits, everything they fell down before Shabbos. It's not a question of muksa, whatever the case is. Even though I'm kicking it, whatever. Then by muksa, the kicking is kicking would be allowed in a case in time whereby there's an erev or so on tiltal begufay. But the bottom line is sweeping, kicking, rolling fruits, however a person's doing it, one has to be careful, and then what they're going to do, and similarly items together, and they bring it into a pile. So for example, he brings down, one may not roll home grown apples, pears, walnuts, again in the same condition whereby they fell off before Shabbos, with their foot, and into a pile on Shabbos. In other words, they'll say, well, I'm going to bring it all home, and then I'll put it in a basket over there at home. I'll kick it, I'll roll it, or however you're going to do it. So sometimes, if it's the usual manner, like we spoke about, then it's awesome in a Torah. If it's not the usual manner, so then that would be also midrabanan. But be it as it may, assuming that there's a place and time where there's an erev, right? And again, it fell off the tree before Shabbos, so it's not a question of muks over here. So I'll kick it, or I'll roll it, or I'll do it some different way, not the regular way. So you have to know either it's the rice, if it's the regular way, and otherwise it will be considered a shinoi. So rolling it home and then gathering it all together at home, or into the house, like we spoke about last time, would also not be allowed. One has to be careful in either case. It might be a deraisa, it might only be a derabanan, but be it as it may, either one is obviously can't be done. Okay, so just to read from the Sefer Shabbos Home. So we spoke about that, fine, the person, either way, any way that it's being done, they're kicking the few apples, plums, whatever, I'm kicking them all home. Over there, I'll gather it together, but either way, that would also be, these are ways of doing it, whether midrabanan or deraisa. But now says the Sefer Shabbos Home, something we did talk about a few shiurim ago. We spoke about there is a way, if somebody wants, that it could be done. Assuming now, so he says like this, assuming that the fruits fell off from before Shabbos, again, if a fruit fell off on Shabbos, it's muksa. And if a person does not know if the fruit fell off on Shabbos or not, it's also muksa. We read that, we saw that from the Mishnah Berurah. We spoke about that in quite details. We spoke about it a while back and just recently. Okay, so he says like this on page 294. The Malacha Ma'amer, says the same for Shabbos Home. The Malacha Ma'amer applies only to gathering produce together in its place of growth, right? So we understand that. However, it is permitted, it's allowed to bring in fruits or vegetables into the house one by one, right? We saw that in the Sefer Ayel Meshulish, to bring it in one by one, even though this, and he quoted from the Mishnah Berurah, right? That's what we saw. Even though this will result in their being gathered inside the house, even though, good, I bring in one fruit, fine. Then I bring in, I go back, I take one fruit, then I bring it, and again, assuming that they fell off before Shabbos, I go and bring it back into the house again. Now I have two fruits together on the table. So that's the chiddush, that's the point over here. Even though this will result in their being gathered, you'll say, well, it's gathering, it's ma'amer. But if it's done in such a way, one by one, I bring in one fruit, that's all, into the house. So one fruit is not the Israel ma'amer. It has to be at least, we spoke about at least two fruits we saw. I think it was Aruch HaShulchan we quoted last time. So he says, one by one, even though this will result in their being gathered inside the house, therefore, if fruit fell off a tree prior to Shabbos, and in the case in time where a person knows it fell off before Shabbos, because again, if you're not sure, Maybe it fell off Shabbos. Could be. Maybe it fell off Friday. Maybe it fell off Shabbos. I'm not sure. Then it would still be muksa, we saw. So in such a case, and it's not muksa, then one is permitted. He brings down one is permitted to pick up each individual fruit and bring it indoors, right? I pick up one fruit, I bring it inside. And of course, we're dealing with a case in time where there's an Erev, right? Not an issue. There's my backyard. It's an Erev that I could carry, whatever the case is. So one will be permitted to pick up each individual fruit and bring it indoors. Fruit that fell off a tree on Shabbos, he says, however, is considered muksa. Okay, that we understand, or even if there's a suffix. So he says, hence, therefore, it may be moved only by the, so let's say the fruit fell off on Shabbos also. Let's say the fruit fell off on Shabbos, hence it may be moved only by pushing it with one's feet, right? So let's say you'll say, well, I want to bring the fruit inside, right? I'll bring the fruit inside. It's still muksa, but I just want to protect it from animals. It, you know, it shouldn't get eaten. I need it for after Shabbos or something along those lines, which might even be achana. But as far as the malacha of ma'amer goes, he says, therefore, one may it may be moved only by pushing it with one's feet. In such an instance, it would be permitted to bring it indoors only by pushing it by foot, one fruit at a time. In a case in time whereby it's muksa, but that's already getting more complicated. He brings this down. That fact is a little bit more complicated because you might, a person could say, well, maybe this is really hachana. It might be hachana preparation for after Shabbos, because if the fruit is muksa, so, you know, I can't eat it now. So what's the, you know, why am I bringing it in the house? But maybe you'll say, okay, I want to bring in the fruit, so I'll have it, after Shabbos, but I'm protecting the fruit, we'll sort of say. I don't want it to get, you know, eaten up by animals or something like that. So in such a case, I mean, a little bit far-fetched case, but in such a case, therefore he says, it may be moved only by pushing it with one's feet because it is muksa. In such an instance, it would be permitted to bring it indoors only by pushing it by the foot, one fruit at a time. Now, whatever the case is, be it as it may, a case in time, that's one's reasons, like we said, that they shouldn't, you know, that they're not preparing it for after Shabbos. They just don't want animals to come and eat it up now. So then one fruit at a time, and they're pushing it in with their foot, so it's not a question of muks over here, and there's no gathering because it's one fruit at a time. So that's an important thing to keep in mind in case in time whereby somebody does need that fruit or would like to eat that fruit in a case whereby it's not muks and it fell off before, one at a time we spoke about would be fine. Okay, so I mean, just to explain a minute, if you think about it, we spoke about from the Sefer Ayel Meshulash, that if it's done in totally not the way, let's say the gathering is done in totally not the way that it's done in the field, by a regular farmer or somebody's working in the field, then we say, to an extent anyways, that it's not ma'amer, right? That's why we said the items in the house, like toys or whatever the case is, could be gathered because it's nothing to do with ma'amer gathering. So the same thing, nobody in their right mind just picks up one, in other words, during the week, right? A person working in the field, they're not going to pick up one fruit, bring it in the house, and that's it. That's not the way they work. They take a lot, they put it into a basket, they tie it up, or whatever the case is. So this is totally not the regular way that it's done, and therefore it's pushed off far enough whereby the regular standard way of gathering is done in the field, and therefore one at a time would be okay with the various different examples we spoke about. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha, bracha, kol tov.